Money is tight and looks to be getting tighter for some time to come. Here are three short questions in regard to the budget for you. Do you think the borough's budget is where it should be now? If you believe we need to raise revenue, what do we target? If you believe expenses are too high, where do we cut?
At this particular moment in time, I do not have the information that I need to make any kind of call on these questions, but I can tell you what my mind says. I believe that our borough budget is basically where it should be, where it's going to be for this moment in time. It's going to change in the near future, and we are going to need to raise revenue. What do we target? That's something that's going to have to be looked at within the general population on the island, and we will have to consider what's available, what's here. I do believe that the expenses are too high. We pay way too high a rent, and we know why that is. I believe it's because of the Coast Guard pays for their individuals' rent, and that causes our rents to be high because we take the maximum allowed, and we don't have to. We could work with that and consider how the Coast Guard really affects our community as far as our high living expenses. Another thing that I worry about is monopolization in our industries, in our canneries, in our shipping industries. We need to take a good look at that and to try to develop some income derived from those businesses that are just sole businesses or that they are becoming sole businesses here on our island. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Lesser. Mrs. Cavanaugh?
Thanks. There we go. Money is tight. I believe that the budget that was passed this year is pretty well done. I think that there were cuts made that were difficult for everybody, but we saw the fiscal responsibility that needed to be taken and took action and made some cuts. So I am not unhappy with the budget that we have today. The second part of this question says, do you believe we need to raise revenue, and what do we target? The idea of raising revenue for me is not to raise taxes necessarily. I think our best step forward is to work on affordable housing, to provide development-friendly environment that encourages landholders, developers, and builders and home ownership. I believe private landowners should be encouraged to develop, that land sale opportunities should continue, and that we need to listen to the sectors in our community, such as contractors, realtors, and home buyers. I look towards expansion, private property development, and business growth to create more revenue without burdensome taxing increases. I believe that the Assembly should continue to encourage small lot subdivisions, but also look for standard subdivision opportunities. There should be more property available for business and industrial activities and growth. One of my guides for a healthy community is that residents deserve to feel optimistic concerning a basic essential, such as shelter or home ownership in their community. And right now in Kodiak, I don't believe this is true. Why? Because this very basic need is a big expense for an individual and is disproportionately eating into our expendable incomes. Kodiak residents faced a 27% higher cost of living than the national standard, but their housing costs are 37 to 43% higher. I will need to work really hard and to reach out to many people who understand this topic thoroughly. I expect to have to do that. I expect to have to search for those people that can help me through this so that the steps necessary can be cultivated. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cavanaugh. Mr. Murray, your take on the budget.
I think the budget, as far as it was passed this year, is adequate. There's more work that needs to be done. At least people's eyes were open and they walked into the budget considering future costs, future revenues, and started making adjustments. There's a lot more that needs to be done. We will need to raise revenue to meet the needs of the community. I don't think that is best done through raising taxes. I think the best thing to do is to promote businesses, not tax the business, but allow them to make more revenue, more income that is already taxed. That in turn will raise our taxes, our revenue that we can put back into the community. You could best accomplish that by developing a good business atmosphere, giving them the opportunity to succeed, and by widening our base from one or two primary sources of revenue. If you tax individuals, they're going to leave. If they can't afford it, if they can't afford the cost of living, if they can't afford to pay for their property, they won't stay in the community. That will also directly affect businesses. So you need a consumer base for the businesses to work from, and you need to encourage the businesses to do well. If we do that successfully, I don't know that we need to raise taxes to increase our revenue. Our expenses, as far as the borough is concerned, there are a lot of things we can do to increase our efficiency in spending money. Don't buy and invest in equipment that provides a service that can be more cost effective in other locations. Either make that service affordable or put your money somewhere else. That's all I got on that one for now.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. Mr. Roberts?
Thank you. I think it's not the right questions. I think we need to ask, are we getting what we're paying for? When there is an app, I'm going to take a shot at the airport terminal because I think it's an abomination. That was bought and paid for. They designed it, they built it, and now they have to go back and redo it, and that's at an enormous expense. And I think we need to start asking, what is the government paying for, and what is, are they actually getting what they're being sold? And that's a huge part of it, so we don't have to go back and rebuild things. Aspect of business. One of the problems when a poor person, if you're in the system, is you're limited to what you can do. You can't start a business a lot of times because the restrictions on those behaviors. We talk about a business atmosphere, but people who are in public housing are limited in their opportunities to do this. They're limited in access to resources to do this. So if you want business, you need to address those systems that systematically prohibit people from starting businesses so they can get out of poverty. And if you want to look at the research shows that self-employment is a far more effective way of getting out of poverty than wage employment. If you don't open the door to self-employment, it's not going to happen, and people will stay enmeshed in the system. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Mr. Schroeder?
Thank you. I'm not happy with the borough's budget because we had to cut $1 million from the school to balance it. I think we need for balancing the budget going into the future and making sure that our revenues equal or exceed our expenditures is going to be a moving target. The portion of the budget that goes towards debt service is going to change as school bond payments for the high school increase. Interest rates are going to change, both those that we're paying and those that we're earning from our investments. We already are facing, I believe, a restrictive investment policy. We've made $19 million in interest income from the sale of Shuyak since 1996 on our capital fund. I believe we could be doing better. we're not allowed to, by our own code, invest with more than a five-year outlook, and I think we could be doing better in that department. That's a way to raise revenue. It doesn't come on the backs of our taxpayers. Balanced budgets are a moving target also, because deferred maintenance always comes up and nips you when you least expect it. We have two projects in the school district, a boiler that went out and a catwalk at Main Elementary. Those cost money. We have to keep our infrastructure up, and there's never any good surprises with deferred maintenance. And finally, revenue sharing, one of our most important sources of income, is at risk. Our state gets its money from selling oil. The oil prices are down. Everybody knows this. It's not going away. As somebody wrote in the Anchorage Daily News today, we're not at the bottom, but maybe we can see it from here. But we're in the midst of a recession, and that recession affects our government's revenues and ability to provide even the basic goods and services. I do feel like we need to raise revenue. I don't feel like we need to cut any further. I feel like our borough is small, rather nimble. It's empowered with bright, creative, hardworking people. We need to empower them to do their jobs. And yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Thank you, Mr. Schroeder. Mr. Watkins?
Thank you. Where the budget is, there's always a good idea that needs to be funded. There's always a need that we can't meet. There's never enough money to do everything that we want to do. A close look at how we prioritize things is going to be even more important in the days to come. To build that strength, to provide them money, we need to diversify cottage industry and small business. We need to be responsive in a timely manner to the needs of the public. The public access crane at the harbor has been something that I've seen on capital improvement projects for decades. This is something that we should be replacing, not installing. If we want to build a strong town, we need to provide the tools for people to do that. We need to stop padding our grants to leverage money. When you leverage money, all you're doing is seeing how far out on a board you can stand over an abyss before it breaks. We need to look at comprehensive, reasonable projects and funding them in that manner. The last thing I would say is that putting property into private hands always generates money. Through responsible resource extraction, development of homes for the tax base, or bringing different industries and businesses on the line is how we're going to have to fund the future of Kodiak. We need to bring more people in. To maintain the standard that we have, we need about 800 more residents in Kodiak. We need to open up the land to make that possible. And that's what I've got. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Watkins. Mr. Haynes, last crack, the budget.
Thank you, Mike. Well, you know, I discovered at the city end that the budget is not carved in stone as I thought it was when I first started working on it. The budget is as much an art form as it is a science, and it's kind of like an MG midget. It will do the job, but you have to work on it all the time. You know, I think that the Borough Assembly has put together a responsible budget. I think that they have done that. They've been responsible. But the budget is a document that says more than just what we spend money on. It talks about what we think about how we envision our community going forward. As much as anything, it's kind of a look forward, you know, and it's guessing what we're going to need, how much money we're going to have, and they're all just guesses. As the reality moves in, the budget has to be changed. And, you know, as far as raising revenue, you know, the borough raised revenue before in this most major way by reassessing property. And you can't just continue to reassess properties up and up and up, because eventually, you know, everyone has a $1 million home that you can't live here anymore because the property taxes are too high. I do think that was also a responsible move, but it's at its end there. When you come down to revenues versus expenses, you have to make sure that your revenues are just a little bit over your expenses at all times, you know, and that's a responsible budget. I was always a proponent at the city that they should have essentially 6 months worth of operating expenses socked away and that just sits there just in case. As I said before, we live in a community that's a single resource community, and an earthquake, a resource crash, or a tidal wave could really seriously wipe us out at any time. And it's tough to sock away money and not spend it, but I really do think it's something we should do. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes.